Another way we can control people is because we have a position. Well, I am the husband. Well, I am your mother. And another way we can do that is just by straight out will. I'm not doing what you want. Until it's, there's no solution. Somebody's going to lose, which means both people lose. Both people lose. And we talked about that Tuesday night. But God will give us a lot of tests before he will give us power. And that test, that day in, day out, how will I use the influence I have, the money I have, any sex appeal or whatever along those lines I might have, or any just areas where I am boss, or I am husband, or I am mother, any area where you have been given an influence. How do you use that? See, Jesus is very clear. We're not like the heathen. We do not lord it over one of another. And yet we have doctrine that says all it is. So you need to look at Jesus as the example. You need to base what he says. And so the Lord is testing each of us. Then in the spirit realm, there's that fear of man. There's that pressure when you know what people are expecting. You know, many of you, they expect this. Your wife expects this. Your husband expects this. The pastor expects this. Everybody has expectations on you. And you know what? God's the only one who's supposed to be ordering your steps. God is the only one who is supposed to be ordering your steps. Let's say that. God is the only one who is supposed to be ordering my steps. How many gods are in your life? How many people order your steps? How many things order your steps? Whatever orders your steps is a god in your life. Whew. Uh-oh. I think we have some idolatry in the body of Christ. I think we have some idolatry in this room. And when you order someone else's steps, what does that make you? You are a body for Satan to be God in. We got to get the devil out of the people of God. And we've got to begin to understand that Jesus Christ died, suffered, died, went to hell for us, came back from the grave, and rent the veil. Do you know how I know that I know he didn't go to hell for 3 days? Oh, she's getting controversial. Because as soon as he came off the cross, he rent the veil. It's the first thing he did. The veil is he went to the temple where they had this veil set up that only the priest could go through once a year. Into the holy, holy place. It represented the presence of God was there. And that veil represented, because of the flesh and sin, man couldn't go in. As soon as Jesus said, "It is finished," guess what happened to the veil? What happened to the veil? Well, guess what? He went through. Guess who he went through for? Us. If he was going to hell right then, guess what? He couldn't have done it. Could she be right? I know I am. Well, when did he go to hell for us? In those 3 hours, I think it was 3 hours, when it was completely pitch black before he came back and said it is finished. It's the only thing. Why would he say it's finished if it wasn't? See, I question things like that. God, you said it was finished. You're not a liar. So what happened? And he showed me. He said, I went to hell then. That's why nobody could look. It was so horrific and horrible that no one could see him. They did not have generators where they could beam the light on him. No one could see him. Isn't that powerful? See, it didn't take him 3 days of being tortured. It took him one taste of it to say, devil, you're defeated. You got me here under false pretense. You couldn't get me here unless I had sin in my life. And I'm here anyway. Give me the keys. Wouldn't you love to see? I can't wait to see that video. Won't that be so much of that video? And then he's, give me the keys. Come on. You lost. And then he says, not only that, it says, he then paraded them triumphantly behind him as he left out of there with those keys. Wow. I can't wait to see the video. Or whatever they have. It'll probably be real high tech. Yeah, mind to Christ. That's pretty high tech. The name of the Father is power. Look at this with me.